The Mass is the central act of Christian worship, and has been so from the beginning. The earliest documents of the Church, written during the years just after the Apostles died, record for us some of the very prayers that were then used at the Eucharistic celebration when the believers gathered for worship. It is worth noting that these people, most of whom were accustomed to synagogue worship, with its set readings and prayers, approached their newfound faith with its startling new content. Jesus is our Messiah. He is Emmanuel, God with us, and was born of the Virgin Mary, died and rose for us, ascended into heaven, and will come again. With great ardor and devotion, and yet with a solemnity to which they were accustomed from their old forms of worship, and which befitted the immense mysteries that had come upon them in the events of the Gospel. I say, and yet, implying a possible disjuncture between the ardor and devotion on the one hand and the solemnity on the other. It is often supposed that genuine ardor calls for spontaneity. That is, if we are wholehearted and fervent about something, the best way to register this is by giving voice quite spontaneously to whatever our heart feels at the moment. A lover, for example, will want to address his beloved with the unplanned immediacy that surges up from his heart and that tells her that what he is saying is indeed from his heart. By the same token, a Christian worshipper will want to give tongue to his own personal and genuine feelings of the moment when he speaks to the Savior in worship. Spontaneity would seem to be the very pledge and guarantor of authenticity here. Anything precast or rigidly structured would seem to imprison in a cage what ought to be free-flying, like a lark. Indeed, this is all quite true. Spontaneity, not infrequently, gilds our most significant moments with its delightful guarantee of authenticity. What mother or father, for example, is not touched to the quick by the nosegay of limp dandelions, picked and proffered from the grimy little fist of their child? No bouquet arranged by the most celebrated floral artist can compete in these sweepstakes. And yet this is not the whole story. It is an oddity about us mortals that when we come to the most profound experiences of our lives, we become aware of the pale inadequacy of our own ability to respond with anything like an appropriately weighty response, and find that we have to reach for something precast and structured.